This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com. The only place to be in your pop culture world.
Cool cats and kittens, welcome back to Sunday Groove, episode 25. As you know, this is my first one back for a while. I took a little break, had to get a new computer and just kind of get motivated to do another podcast. I love doing it, but sometimes I just lose that motivation. But if this is your first time listening, it's always me, David Sunday, with a special guest. And I tell you, I don't think you could get a more special guest than what I have today. It's a longtime friend, kind of a brother from another mother thing. And his show is actually currently on hiatus, but you would know him as the co-host of Hard Chavin Fanboys. Howdy, Greg. How you doing, man?
You know, I would agree with you completely, David, that I am indeed special in many ways. I've been told that since I was a young boy. And I am very pleased to be here. I'm enjoying the hard traveling hiatus from podcasting. So this is one of only two podcasts that I've been recording in the last few months. And kind of nice to not have to do it every week. So I'm enjoying talking to you, of course. We are brothers from other mothers, known each other many, many years, great friends, and excited to be back on the Sunday Groove for my fourth appearance?
I think fourth. I know you did the Alter Bridge episode with me. You did the kind of getting to know each other, like our musical journey thing. I think it was episode two. And then we did, actually this might be fifth. We also did like the Hidden Gems episode. Mm-hmm. And we just, what did we do a couple months ago? Like 4 months ago we did something.
I believe that was the Uncut Gems episode.
How can I not remember what we did 4 months ago? That's really sad. But anyway.
This last four months has felt like 4 years, so.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah, we'll address that elephant in the room. I don't know how quickly this will come out, but obviously, you know, COVID-19's a thing. As crazy as can be, it has us all going a little crazy. And I don't mean that insensitively. I'm just being honest. It's been high anxiety, I think, everywhere. But, you know, so obviously that's what's going on. That was kind of part of the reason I wanted to come back, because I wanted something to kind of address that and just address kind of just what's keeping us semi-sane, which for me has been a lot of podcasts, obviously TV shows, video games, but music. I mean, it's I had to put it back really high on my list of things, because a lot of mornings I wake up and it's just different. It's been a tough time, everybody knows, everywhere in the world. Is music, I know you've, actually, I'm going to ask you, but you told me off air, like, obviously music's become a bigger part of your routine, right?
Oh, yes. It's usually when I'm in the office, I don't get to listen to music because of a variety of reasons. I'm constantly listening for phone calls and people yelling my name out and stuff like that. So, I don't really get to listen to music much in the office, but at home, there's nothing stopping me from jamming some tunes as I'm writing another wonderful article. So it's been a good time for me to sort of reconnect to music after not being able to listen to it for quite some time.
Nice, yeah. It just depends on the day whether I'm able to listen to music or not, how busy the day is, and how good I am at doing my work, but usually if I turn music on, it helps immensely. But like just me getting to work in the morning, because sadly I still have to go in into an office. Still a mostly safe environment, but like just getting there can be very tough. So I find various music that kind of motivates me in the mornings. So I just feel like doing this just for the heck of it. This episode could be considered all current spins. It could be considered a sanity episode, but I want to do my jingle that I haven't done in forever. So here it is. Current spins, what you've been listening to. Current spins, it could be old or new. Current spins. I just did that cymbal thing that Greg loves at
Yes.
the end of songs.
And
or just to go ahead.
then because it's us, I have to add a ha at the end of it.
Oh yeah, I didn't do a high note. I should have done. I guess that's why I should have done the reading and watching one. Stole that one like I've done numerous times.
Well, you
And
know.
got the words into it. Yeah.
It that's the, you were largely responsible for reading and watching, or partially responsible for it, so you know, it's only fair that you can steal it from yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I didn't charge it. It's not like I sold it to y'all or anything. But yeah, so one down thing was obviously concerts are canceled, and I don't know if you realized or not, Greg, we would have been on the way to Destin today if COVID-19 had not happened.
No, I did not realize that. That was today.
Yeah, that was today. Only reason why I remember the exact date was. Well, partly because Facebook keeps reminding me of events that are canceled, but also I had originally had tomorrow off or scheduled to ask off because I would have, been recovering. But yeah, we were going to go see Alter Bridge in Destin, so would have been our fourth time seeing them.
Fourth time on them. And really, you know, but if you count beyond Alter Bridge to the ancillary acts, I mean, Tremonti and Miles, you know, it would be what? Wait, eight for you and seven for me. So.
Actually, nine for me because I saw Creed on their reunion tour. So, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I've seen Tremonti solo twice, and we both saw one of those shows. You were at the Tremonti show, one of them, and then the Miles show, which was awesome with our friend Andrew Chandler Fraser Garner.
Yes.
And Russell was with us, I guess, all the Alter Bridge ones. And one of the Tremonti ones. He didn't make the Miles one, unfortunately. But yeah. So anyway, yeah. So I, in kind of that spirit, I've been listening to Walk the Sky again, the newest Alter Bridge album. Not like intensely or anything, but just here and there. It's kind of one of my walking albums when I try to make myself get out.
Especially when you're walking across the sky.
If only I could do that. That'd be very interesting. So still Native Son and Godspeed, both are awesome rockers. Godspeed's just wonderfully motivating. Is there any particular track off that one that sticks out to you that you remember or listed?
Godspeed is just is a classic. It's a great tune. I think one of probably the standout. If you had to pick just one, maybe that's the standout. Native Son's a great song. Take the Crown's a great song. Indoctrination's a really good song. I like that one a lot. It gets caught in my mind a lot. Walking on the Sky, the song itself, actually might be my favorite on the album. I love that one. Clear Horizon is a
Oh, true. Oh.
real strong song. I believe that was a crashing cymbal I just heard in the background, David.
Yes, I was scrolling through my list of the songs and it accidentally hit play on Indoctrination.
Good tune.
It is, but I'm not going to play it, especially on my crappy phone speaker in the background. That'd be interesting. So,
It would still sound better than Saint Anger in some
oh
ways.
gosh, yes. Now, have you noticed while on phone calls, you can actually listen to YouTube videos? It will play in the background.
No.
Most other apps won't do that, but for some reason, YouTube will allow that.
No, I never noticed that.
Yeah, so you can actually make you a soundtrack in the back, and the other person doesn't hear it. They're none the wiser.
So if you're talking to somebody and you're really not interested in what they have to say, you can put on a YouTube video and distract yourself.
Well, I mean, I guess technically, yes, you could. It's never happened that way. It's more of like somebody I'll be talking to might send me a link and I just click on it to see if it works. And next thing I know, it's playing and I'm like, oh, interesting. And so a couple of times, if it's just been like one song, I have just turned down the volume for it and had it in the background. But yes, theoretically, yes, you could do that. You could just zone out.
Keep that in mind.
Greg's going to do that in this podcast now. We'll see if this, see if that works. So yeah, before I get any further into it, obviously, Alter Bridge is always a thing I listen to. Did you realize, Greg, or did you see the thing on Facebook? Let It Be just turned 50.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so I went back and listened through some of it yesterday, the day before, and obviously still a very solid album.
Oh yeah.
What's one of your favorite Let It Be tunes?
Well, other than the title track, obviously,
Right.
which is a classic, Two of Us is one that I really like a lot. I know you and I used to sing that a lot on the old Beatles
Beatles
Rock
Rock
Band, I
Band.
believe it was, and I really like singing that song. It's really good dual harmony with John and Paul, and that's probably one of the standouts from that album. And then I Got a Feeling, of course,
Oh yeah.
is a great tune. One of the better late era Beatles songs. One After 909, I've always had a soft spot for. Just a fun like rock and roll sounding song. And I mean, really looking at the track listing now, I like most of these songs really. The only song on here that I just probably skip over every time it comes up, and this is maybe a controversial one, is The Long and Winding Road. I've never really been able to get into that. Although I like it better on the, what is it, Let It Be
Naked
Naked?
version.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
version's a lot better. I can't listen to the original like orchestral version.
Yeah, it's way overdone. It's so dramatic. I actually still like that version, but I like the stripped down version a lot better.
Well, and the stripped down version is better, and then also the one of the good things about the song though is every time that we would go visit our friend Keith, and we
Yes.
have to turn on the Winding Way Road, and it gives us
Yes.
an excuse to always sing The Long
Long
and
and
Winding
winding way.
Way.
Do, 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 do. Oh, that
That
was off key.
leads to Keystone.
House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were the only ones ever entertained by that. Even when we had other people in the car, they
Oh
would just.
yes, no one ever laughed. Not once. Not ever.
I guess it's kind of like the Metallica "You're Gonna Meet Me." To what's the name of that song off of Reload? Do you remember?
You gonna meet me? Attitude, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's either
Bo
Attitude. Or, I think so.
bo
Yeah.
born into attitude.
Yeah,
Slumped at the
yeah.
wheel. Yep.
But yeah, the riffs, da 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 da, and we were just gonna meet me. You're gonna meet
Gonna
me.
meet,
Meet
you're gonna
the
meet
boom.
me, meet the parents. You're gonna meet me, you're gonna meet me, you're gonna meet, you're gonna meet me,
Gonna
meet,
meet
eat me. He wants to be called
Fokker
Fokker
now.
now.
Yeah, his name's Gaylord Fokker. That's a movie I need to go back and watch soon.
Meet the parents? Oh, that's good. It holds
Yeah.
up. Meet the.
So anyway, what is one of your first standout albums lately for you?
I would say, I've been listening to a lot of them, but I one recently we talked about was the second album. I went and listened to Yourself or Someone Like You, the first album from Matchbox 20, and I got done with that, and I said, let me move on to the second album, listen to that, Mad Season. And I had never really liked Mad Season that much, their second album. Not disliked it, but I just never really thought much of it. And on this recent re-listen, I listened to it twice actually. I really liked it. I liked it a lot actually. And I even posted in one of our groups that I thought this was a shockingly good album with really good lyrics and a lot of catchy songs and a lot of just good songs on it. So I would say Mad Season by Matchbox 20 is one that stands out.
Yeah, it's one of those I overlooked at the time, and I don't think I fell in love with it until maybe like 5 years ago or so. Because at the time, it wasn't as rocking, and it definitely wasn't at all post-grunge sounding like their debut. And so, yeah, I remember Bent, wasn't that the one that was big on MTV?
Yep.
Yeah, and I was just like, eh. And it just didn't really grab me, and it wasn't, you know, wasn't the same style as what I was expecting. So yeah, I definitely very much no sold it at the time. But I think it was 5 or 6 years ago. For some reason, I really went back through all their albums and definitely fell in love with this one.
Yeah,
Much more.
I got into the singles at the time. You know, Bent, I was, you know, at the time I was kind of iffy on, but If You're Gone was one that was a big hit at the time, and I liked that. And I liked the song Mad Season. I always have the title track, but I never really got into the album itself. But now I'm like, man, I was missing out on a lot.
Oh yeah. I know we talked about the other day. Rest Stop is such a heavy song and such a well-written, well-crafted song.
Yeah, that's a standout for sure. I think that's one of their best songs they've probably ever done.
Yeah, it's, as I told you the other day, I felt like it was kind of an emotional gut punch. Like I just very deep lyrics, and if you're in a episode like that, a situation like that, it definitely
Yeah.
resonates. Or even like somewhat like that, yeah.
Oh yeah. Even if it, yes, absolutely. I can relate. Listening to that song put me through put me into some emotional spots in recent weeks. So that it was very well done.
Yeah, there's that. I like Crutch just because it's so catchy. The Burn's pretty good. Bed of Lies. Stop.
Stop is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that t the title track, Mad Season's, got that great little guitar riff in it. Do 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 do. Yeah. Really good.
You know what that kind of makes me think of, and maybe it's just because it's the second album, but kind of the really catchy kind of high guitar for oh, how am I blanking on this? Third Eye Blind's second album.
Talking about that song, Never Let You Go.
Yes,
Yeah.
thank you. That was not coming to me for some reason, even though I've seen them in concert and love that song. And at that concert, we actually sang the guitar part because it was just so catchy.
Yeah, and Mad Season also has starts out with that great lyric, "Well, I feel stupid," and he follows it with, "But I know it won't last for long." And I'm like, "Nah, for me it lasts a long time."
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
walk around constantly feeling stupid.
Yeah, I feel stupid about things that happened years ago.
Yeah.
Why does it sound like he's almost slobbering sometimes when he sings?
Because he studied at the same school as John Mayer. And
Is he just like it's a mixture of like aggression, too much slobber? I don't know. It's just such.
I feel stupid.
Exactly.
Joe Cocker maybe was the teacher of that class.
Oh, maybe so, yeah. I haven't watched any of their music videos in a long time, so I'm not sure if he makes crazy faces like John Mayer, but
He doesn't. Nobody does. I mean, now John Mayer took the Joe Cocker class, but took all of it in, not just the audio, but the visual as well.
right. Yeah, Joe Cocker's like uncomfortable to watch footage of. Like I just
Yes.
like listen to it,
He
but
looks like
otherwise
he's constantly having like a drug-related seizure on
yes.
stage.
So do you have anything else about Mad Season?
No, I just enjoyed listening to it. It was a good album for writing as well. You know, got me in a, you know, there were a couple of really powerful lyrics that hit me harder than I expected because I was having some down days. And but overall, really good stuff to listen to put you in a mood to write, which is what I needed. So.
Right. And maybe that's why it resonated with me so much better at the time, was maybe I was having a down time. Probably was. Because, yeah, definitely, it was one I stayed stuck on for a while. But kind of going back to the Beatles a little bit, or not Beatles, but Paul, Arrow Through Me off of Wings, like that, one of their albums. I've been listening to that one a lot. That one just always makes me happy.
Great song, and I think I put you onto that song, right?
You did, yeah. We were hanging out. I think we'd watched something, and then we were just kind of hanging out afterwards. And like many times, we just watched a bunch of YouTube clips, and that was one of the songs. And I got really into it.
Back in the time when you could just sit in a room together still.
I was about to reference that just because I didn't cover that in the first part of this. We are social distancing recording, so we're not in the same room. I have not been in the same room with anybody in quite some time, so it's kind of a weird weird thing, but yes, we would watch tons of clips, all kinds of old concert stuff that you could just find on YouTube. And yeah, you played that one for me, and I just thought it was such a unique thing, especially for the time it came out. I think it was, what was it, late 70s, I
Yeah,
think.
19. It was on the. It was recorded in 78, and it was on the album Back to the Egg, which was released in 79. I came across it. I can't even remember how I came across it because I've never really listened to the entire Wings catalog, but all the way through. But I was watching it. I think I was watching a documentary about, on YouTube about Paul McCartney and John Lennon's friendship. It's like a 18-part documentary or some crazy stuff, and. This was I was skipping around and this was on one from the late 70s and it just showed him playing this song and I was like, there's no way this is Paul McCartney, and it, sure enough it was, and it was like the weirdest, most like you would not expect this to be a Paul McCartney song at all. And so I was like, oh, this that was fascinating. And then I heard a cover of it from somebody and I was like, I gotta find the real song, because I found it. And man, you're right, it's so different, it's so fun, it's so I mean, there's a little disco to it. There's a little like R&B soul kind of vibe to it. Club music a little bit. I mean, it's just way different than what you might have ever heard from Paul. Great stuff though. Really great stuff.
Yeah, that one, and one that I've always enjoyed, Silly Little Love Songs, I was listening to early in the week, and that just really stood out to me. Yeah, it's pretty much only two recently of his, over the Wings category. But yeah, I actually might use Arrow Through Me for this episode. I hadn't decided for sure yet. Have you listened to, I know I posted it or commented on it on Facebook, the Times Like These BBC video.
Oh yes, yep. Sure have.
Yeah, that just hit me right in the feels. And I watched it numerous times because of that. I really enjoy that feeling, that just interpretation of the song was so different and really well edited. I wonder how long it took to do that.
Oh, it takes a while. I know that at my employer, the music department there has been doing some remote concert pieces and stuff, and they said it just takes a ridiculous amount of time to edit it all together to get all the timing right and everything. But then you see something like that Foo Fighters video, when it comes together, it's really it's beautiful to see.
And how funny was it that it ended with a Chris Martin from Coldplay? Because after they, Dave would love to make little jabs at Coldplay from time to time, just because he really didn't like their style of music. And I know the Walk video kind of poked some fun at Coldplay, and then also there was something else they did that kind of poked fun at them. So it was interesting hearing Chris Martin sing it.
Yeah,
Do you
that
not? Do you remember that?
I don't remember the shots, but I do remember Chris Martin being in the video at the end.
Right. Yeah, there were a bunch of people I didn't have a clue who they were,
Right.
but yeah, it was really well done. There, I saw there was a Beatles one that was done that I'm gonna watch, and I just keep forgetting to do. Don't remember what song it was, but I'm sure it's go with a little help from my friends. That's what it was.
Yes, love that song.
Oh yeah. Did you ever listen to the opener of what would have been the opener for Alter Bridge? Broken Love.
No, I never did.
Okay. I haven't listened to it tons lately, but I was hooked on that one for a while there. Just as I often do, I try to listen to the opener so I'll be at least a little bit familiar with them before seeing them. And very much in the vein of Royal Blood and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like I say, they grab me quite the same, but it's similar styles, the closest I can think of. If I listen to more modern rock, I might could better describe it, but I don't listen to tons of modern rock.
I can relate. Well, I you mentioned the Foo Fighters Walk video, and it's funny because early on in the lockdown, if you will, I got really into Foo Fighters again and listened to that album. I put that album in my car and listened to that on repeat, pretty much. That really up until about maybe a week ago is when I
One
finally
by
put the
one.
out of no the walk album, which
oh
was,
walk one sorry waste and light
waste and light yep
and, sorry I was still stuck on times like these.
Right. And so I Wasting Light, such a great album that holds up so well. I just listen to it constantly. I've gotten to the point where I love everything on it, even White Limo, which I used to not be big on.
Nice. Yeah.
I love it now. I love it. I love the whole record is perfect to me. And then I also listen to an album that I'm not as high on as some are, but what's the name of it? Echo Silence, Patience and Grace.
Oh, I love that album.
Yeah, it's still not one of my favorites of theirs, but I like it. I like it more now than I used to. And there's some songs on there that are just awesome. Stranger Things Have Happened is an amazing song, for instance. And there's several other ones on there that are great too. So went on a little Foo Fighters kick there for a couple weeks.
Sweet. Yeah, Echoes and Silence, I remember when it came out, I loved it. Then I kind of became a little lower on it for a while, and then I've definitely gone back to it, largely for Stranger Things Have Happened, but is it The Pretender and Let It Die are both such great rockers. And then I love Home, the closeout track, because that was just such a beautiful, mellow piano song.
Very different from anything they've really ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was... you know, there are several songs on there. You know, you mentioned Pretender. That's a really good single. And then I like that Ballad of the Miner. I forget the name of it. Ballad of the
Like for the Beaconsdale Miners or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another song that's different from what they had done before, and is a really pleasant listen, I guess I would describe it as.
Oh, yeah. And it kind of was the perfect step to go to after Best of You, when they had done so much mellow stuff. Or Best of You, that's not the name of the album, In Your Honor, where they'd done all the mellow stuff, and then they did Skin and Bones tour. So it was kind of cool to come back and do a lot of songs that had piano and just other stuff on it that wasn't your typical Foo Fighters.
Yes. Ballad of the Beaconsfield Miners is the name of the song.
Beaconsfield, Beaconsdale, you know, close enough.
Yeah, they're all in the same Beacons family.
And your favorite song off there has got to be A Race for Place, right?
No doubt. Who Made These Promises? Hooray for Promises. But, you know, I didn't even dislike that one as much on this re-listen as I usually have in the past. I think the one that I didn't end up liking very much was Cheer Up, Boys, Your Makeup Is Running.
I hate that song.
Thank you.
And I hate to say that about Foo Fighters, because I love most of their stuff. But, yeah, between the title and just it does nothing for me. I don't get it.
Yeah, I have not ever liked that song, and I didn't on this time either. And then there's the song Summer's End, and it's okay. I don't hate it, but it's not a great song. But there are some great ones on here. Let It Die is a great song. But Honestly is one that I like more on this re-listen. But Honestly, I did.
I'm glad you added that, because I didn't believe you before.
Thank you.
Oh, Come Alive, I like too, because that's one of those that kind of fades out and comes back in, and that's always it. That's a trick they do that so beautifully, usually on closeout tracks, but where it sounds like the song's almost over, and then they do mellow for a little bit, and then build back up, and it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Something that they, I guess, like one of the few things they took from Nirvana, that Nirvana did that a lot too, occasionally. Well, not really. Just like the loud, quiet. Not necessarily closeout track, but just as something I think he borrowed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So one album I've been listening to a ton, I know I've mentioned it on this show so many times, and some of you may be sick of hearing about it, but I don't care. It's one of those that I adore and honestly become more fond of all the time, and that's Audioslave's debut album. I've had that in my car for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months probably. And no, I don't constantly have my CD player on when I'm in my car, but if I do, I just jam out to that one. I've told Greg it's like the perfect mixture of chill and just like soothing to me at times, but then also it has the really rocking moments. It just it's a perfect album for my different degrees of anxiety sometimes, and so I'll pull on one of the more groovy tracks and listen to on those times when I'm really feeling overly amped up, or I'm running late for work, which never happens. They just go to one of the like I Am the Highway or something and just really groove to it and make me a lot less anxious. Have you listened to that one anytime recently?
Yes, actually, about maybe 2 or 3 days ago, I was listening to that one.
Really?
Not the entire album, but there were certain songs on it that I wanted to hear because I had them in my head. Shadow on the Sun and Exploder. I wanted to hear both of those songs, and so
Right.
I pulled them up on the Spotify and listened to both of those tunes.
There was a Chris Cornell Spotify mix that it's really been fun because I've gotten back into listening to Spotify's tunes in my PS4 games.
Yeah, me too.
And so I saw that I think it's called This Is Chris Cornell, maybe the name of the thing. But anyway, it's easy to find. It's a really good mixture because it has AudioSlave stuff, solo stuff, Soundgarden stuff. It's a really good. Oh, and some live stuff worked in as well.
Very
So
cool.
to put you on the spot, have you listened at all to the new Pearl Jam album?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's one I've been up and down on. I the first song title from the March of the Clairvoyance or something of the Clairvoyance was such a kind of pretentious title that I originally, and it's one of the only times you'll ever hear like synth in a song, Dance of the Clairvoyance, that's what it is. But it really grew on me. I like it. It's a very different song.
I need to give it a listen. I was listening to some Eddie Vedder recently, but more of his solo stuff from that Into the Wild soundtrack.
Yes.
But I haven't listened to any Pearl Jam recently.
Well, I know I've, as I get older, I really appreciate even more and more the mellow side of Eddie Vedder. And there are a couple more mellow songs throughout. It's called Gigaton. It's one I recommend checking out. A lot of people don't get into the newer Pearl Jam. And I'll just say, I mean, I still believe that 10 might be their best album. And there's definitely some duds along the way of songs and some even albums I feel are kind of duds. But like, I do admire their creativity and the trying all kinds of stuff.
Oh yes,
And
there's something to it's better to do that probably than to be locked into one specific sound.
yeah, and just get so bored with it. Well, a band, I'm not going to talk a lot of crap about it, but like, for instance, crap, Disturbed. Their album is like they'll have a lot of great songs on it, but it almost feels like the same songs over and over
Yeah, they'll
again.
have like maybe three songs that they cycle between. Yeah, it's funny because I was listening to Disturbed just yesterday.
Interesting.
I was going through I don't know what I was listening to a random compilation CD in my car. Yes, kids, I have to listen to CDs in my car because my auxiliary port broke and I don't have the fancy schmancy Bluetooth. So I was listening to an old compilation CD in my car and I came across a Disturbed song. And I was like, oh man, I want to go back and listen to that album for nostalgia. So I went back and listened to their first two albums, I think it was, and then a couple of other later tracks. But that's what stands out for, I think, for so many people about their cover of Sound of Silence is it's like nothing they've ever done before,
Exactly.
because it's like every other one of their songs just kind of has the even their early songs they had that signature noise that he would make, wah, wah. And it
Can't
would
do it, but
and he would
yeah.
keep doing it for the first few albums, and it'd be like he'd put it in on songs where it wouldn't even fit. Like the song's going great, and then randomly there's a wah! It's like, huh?
It's kind of like Breaking Benjamin. He'll do that random scream when it's
Yes,
not
I
necessary.
thought the same thing listening to a Breaking Benjamin song the other day that was on that compilation CD. But it was a good song, but anyway, yeah. So yeah, it's funny because I like Disturbed sound in certain times, but I have to really be in a mood for it. Like if I'm in that kind of
Right.
an aggressive mood, then it's good to listen to. But other days I'll be like, ugh, on to the next one.
Right. Well, it leads to quick fatigue for me. I know the last album I think I bought of theirs was 10,000 Fists, and because I really loved In the Air Tonight. When, no, not In the Air Tonight. What?
Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion, that's right. Nonstop or Nonpoint did In the Air Tonight, a rocking cover. It was around the same time. So yeah, I get those confused. But anyway, I bought that album and yeah, I've listened to it so few times. I remember their album Asylum started with like a classic guitar, like classic metal sounding guitar solo. And I'm like, oh man, they're going to do different stuff. And then like the next track goes in the very heavy bass and drums. And it's just like, that's the same stuff. Like, why? Why tempt us? I was really like, it felt like it was gonna be 80s Metallica sound, but it definitely wasn't. That's really funny. Greg and I've only the only thing we discussed prior to this was the Matchbox 20 album. So it's kind of funny that I'm calling out things that he has recently listened to. But yeah, like Disturbed at times. But when I did segue a little bit into Breaking Benjamin. I really dug a few moments on their newest album. Have you listened to it at all?
No, I haven't.
Let me pull it up because I'm probably gonna butcher talking about it if I don't have it in front of me. You would think that this music app would pull up their newest first, but it doesn't. Okay, it's Aurora, which is hard for me to say for some reason. Yeah, Aurora. That was even worse. Aurora. Yeah, that's. I'm gonna teach people speech on this podcast from now on. I'm gonna do phonetic pronunciations. Yeah, but no, Aurora was a really cool, just kind of reimagining album, and their new version of Dear Agony really was cool. It's obviously the lead singer, and he's got Lacey Sturm from Flyleaf. Do you remember them at all, Greg?
I remember the name. I don't remember the band particularly.
Yeah, they had a really big hit. I say really big. I'm So Sick. I think that caused the album to go platinum or something. It was, I want to say they were on a Wind Up Records, but anyway, they were kind of big for a little while there, and she did a few albums with them, then she went solo. But yeah, their reimagining of the song, just it's very emotional, which kind of just works for that song anyway. But yeah, I recommend that particular song to anybody if they haven't listened to it. So what else have you listened to? Is there anything else that's been standing out to you?
Yeah, I listened to again towards the beginning of the lockdown. I listened to the Outkast album "Speaker Box," "The Love Below,"
Oh yeah.
and loved that. That holds up amazingly well. I mean, it's like it could come out today and it would be just as big a success as it was in 2004 or five, whenever it came out. And big fan of that album. Both parts of it, actually. And I used to be a bigger fan of The Love Below, and now I think I'm a bigger fan of Speaker Box. So, but both of them are great. And so that was a fun listen. And then thanks to the Michael Jordan Bulls documentary that's been coming out every week, I heard the song "I Ain't No Joke" on there from Eric B. and Rakim, which I also used to hear on one of the video games that I played, either Madden or NBA 2K. And so I decided to go back and listen to Eric B. and Rakim's "Paid in Full," the album from the 80s, whatever year it is, 87. And it's so much fun, man. Rakim is a great MC, like one of the best. So that was it's embarrassing that I'd never really listened to their stuff before now, but I did get into that album a lot, and really good stuff. Something about really good 80s rap is awesome to listen to. So anyway, those would be the two that I've outside of what we've talked about already.
Nice. Yeah, you posted that, I remember the day you were listening to it, and I listened to bits and pieces of it, and then of course I always go back to Stankonia. makes me so happy with stuff like So Fresh, So Clean, that kind of stuff. So oh yeah, here's something. The new Richard Marx album was actually really good.
Boy, that's a what a transition going from Outkast to Richard Marx.
Well, I'll be full disclosure. I'm on my Spotify app on Think Songs I've Hearted, there's a song "Nothing Left Between" or "Nothing Left Behind Us." It was pretty cool. So yeah, I know that was extremely weird transition. You think of rap, you think of the biggest OG ever, Richard Marx.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't get much much more street than Richard Marx.
Yeah. Oh, so you probably haven't heard this, but have you heard the newest Usher song?
Didn't know he had a new one out.
It's called "Sex Beat," and it's got Ludacris and Lil Jon on it, just like Yeah I did. And I guess it was them trying to capture that again. And shock of all shocks, it doesn't work so well this second time around.
Well,
I mean, it's still semi-catchy. It's better than a lot of Usher stuff I've heard, but I was just like, "What?" I discovered it because of the Discover playlist or new music playlist that they do on Spotify, and so I try to listen to that most weeks, and I find some gems in it, but I found a lot of crap in it as well.
that tends to happen. I'm just happy Usher's still making music.
Right? No, he's a great singer, good dancer. No.
He could even
Should have been
be,
a dancer.
he could have been the masked singer, which I understand is a thing that people watch.
I've heard of it. I have no desire to watch it.
Nor do I.
The one I wanted to watch, or they're in season two of. I wanted to watch the first season of it though. What was that thing called? It's like the songwriter show. Do you know what I'm talking
Oh,
about?
I don't know. I never heard of that.
I
Heard
cannot
of the
pull it up.
Jack Benny program.
The Jack Benny program. Who is Jack Benny?
He's an
I
old
was.
comedian from the 40s and 50s, I think.
I get him
60s.
and Benny Hill confused for some reason.
Yeah.
The
Benny,
Benny,
no,
obviously.
Benny Hill, that's some good stuff there. Good music, too.
So, has there been anything else that's kept you happy or semi-sane or just that you've enjoyed lately?
Music-wise, no, I think I've pretty well covered the ones that I've been listening to a lot. I mean, there have been some other just random songs that'll pop up, some James Brown stuff or whatever that'll pop up on my playlists and stuff. But those have been the ones that we've talked about are kind of the main ones that I would say I've been delving into and paying close attention to.
So you haven't been listening to the classic hit song "Roving Gambler"?
Only in my sleep, only in my dreams.
Yeah, I took a voice class in the last year of college, and for some reason my voice teacher picked this song, and there's a lot of versions of it. I had a hard time finding the lyrics to the version I learned. Because it had like the old way of speaking and everything, like a with a click clack ho and a hi Johnny ho, weird old lyrics like that. But I remembered it randomly in the shower, probably a few weeks ago, and it made me so happy because I'd not thought of that song in a long, long time. So if you're ever bored, look up any version of that. But definitely, if you can find the classic version of it, I had it saved, and I cannot remember who it gave credit to. It might not be the right person, but had the right lyrics to it. What's his name? I have way too many windows open on my phone, or my so that's why I have a hard time finding it. Oh, here it is. Okay, like I said, I don't know if he's his original version, but he uses apparently the lyrics I'm familiar with, which is John Jacob Niles. But yeah,
Dangerously close to John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
yes, or the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
That's true, yes. Or Kimmy Gibbler.
Oh yeah, Kimmy Gibbler for sure. But yeah, anyway, that song has been in my head a lot lately, and it's fun to sing. I know Greg always found it funny hearing me sing that one because it's a baritone song, so I almost sound like Brad Garrett singing some of it. Not as extreme as our Matt Brad Garrett, Raymond, but close enough.
Raymond. Yeah, they're very good. Very good.
So I guess one last positive thing I listen to from time to time that makes me very happy is this channel on YouTube, the Melodica Bros. It's these two Italian brothers who they're big into heavy metal, but they do all kinds of music videos. A lot of them just covering different songs, but they always put something bizarre like in it. So like sometimes it's a happy song that make it sad sounding, like the song "Happy" by Pharrell Williams. They'll just they did a really bizarre, almost country sounding version of "Walk" by Pantera. Just some bizarre stuff. I'm actually blanking on my favorites, but yeah, I think stuff like them, they just really make me happy. Somebody posted a long time back their version of Du Hast, and it's almost like ska, their version of it, and it's so happy, and it's just it just makes, yeah, it just brings a lot of cheer to my heart just to hear something that bizarre.
Should do a version of
And
How Bizarre.
maybe they have. I haven't seen it, but that would be awesome. So yeah, yeah, that's I guess about it that I prepared. Was just trying to find positive things these days. That's something to not get utterly depressed all the time, is just try to remember there's a lot of things to be thankful for, such as having a job, all that kind of stuff, and being healthy, that sort of thing, or relatively healthy. So yeah, whether that takes music to do that or whether it be podcast, I know I've been behind on some podcasts, but I've been listening to the Scrubs podcast of all things. They fake doctors, real friends, or real friends, fake doctors, I think it's the title, but they go back through all their old episodes of Scrubs. That's pretty cool. Listen to A Sides, the Andy Helene, who edits my podcast. It's his side project. It's a he's actually gone weekly now just because it's something to keep him busy. So I've been listening to that. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. That's a very fun one. Makes me laugh ridiculously much. Did you ever get around to listen to that one, Greg?
I've listened to several episodes. I'm way behind. I mean, I haven't listened to it in probably 6 months or so, but
Oh man, you need to.
yeah, I love it. I mean, I love it when I listen to it. It's hard for me because it's harder for me to listen to podcasts when I'm working because I try to pay attention to what they're saying and I tend to get lost in what I'm doing. So it's podcasts for me are really just a driving in the car thing, usually.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I do it in the morning, getting ready, or like doing laundry, that sort of thing. Like folding laundry just takes a while for me, so I go through them pretty quickly. One of the funniest skits they've done in a long time, they released excerpts from walking Conan through setting up Zoom because he is not good with computers, and hearing him get so irritated, it's just very, very funny. Which the complete other side of that, they this past week they had Ted Danson on, and they released part of his audio of it, and he is just so cheerful while he is just totally lost, and just I think ends up letting them remote in to do it for him. But it's just so funny. It's like very different personalities there, because Conan's about ready to kill somebody because he can't figure it out, and just is making little snippy remarks to all of his staff, and then Ted Danson's just so cheerful about it.
Well, I haven't watched a lot of Conan clips lately, so.
Yes, he whoever does his posting has been incredibly active on the Facebook channel at the very least, because they release a mixture of new stuff and classic stuff all the time. I know I get reminders throughout the day. So, any podcast for you? Or I guess not, because
Nah,
you.
that's
Okay.
been it. Mainly just music.
Okay. Well, are there any thoughts you want to give the listening audience?
Well, just, hang in there. It's a tough time for all of us. Some of us, it's been easier for than others, and I try to keep that in mind. And, we're happy you're listening. If you are listening to this, we're happy. And, Hope that you keep on giving the show a shot and giving other shows around here a shot. And also, that's pretty much it. But just, find some music that speaks to you and give some stuff a shot you may not have listened to. It's a good time for that. We've all got a lot, a little bit more downtime than we typically would, I think. Fair to say. So, give a listen to maybe a band or a classic album you've always wanted to listen to but never had a chance to. Give it a shot and see what you think.
Right, yeah, it's that's one thing I love about these Spotify playlists, because it's such a weird mixture. Like The Weeknd, I forget about him a lot of times, even though I like some of his stuff. And it had one of his newer songs, "Blinding Lights," and I would never seek that out on my own, but because it's on that playlist, I hear it along with this artist I saw in concert several months ago, Tilly. She had a new song called "The Heart," which was a really good, positive song. So yeah, there's tons of good stuff out there. It's a good time for it. I'm glad some artists are still releasing music. A lot are just releasing special versions or videos of them playing from home, but it's just nice to have new stuff. Or like Greg said, just go back to old stuff. Whatever it takes to keep you sane, keep you happy. Obviously, if you get really heavy, dark, there's plenty of helplines out there to listen to, not listen to talk to. Just a time to, call your friends, call your loved ones, but check in with everybody, make sure they're well. But yeah, also obviously listen to other shows on Place to Be Nation and our kind of brother and sister feeds out there. And you're still doing the one other show you're doing is still
Talking WCW.
WCW. Yeah,
Yeah. We'll be
I remember the
recording
talking. I was go ahead.
a new episode of that within the next couple of weeks.
Cool. Yeah, I a lot of times forget about that since I'm not a wrestling guy, but I do. I'm sure that's a fun listen with y'all collaborating on that. So anyway, thanks for listening. I'll be back at some point, who knows, with my very weird routine and bad with scheduling things. But yeah, I'll be back at some point, so I will catch y'all down the line.